down their building, restore it, or take off the top floor and leave a two-story building. The owners say it's well over 100 years old and may have even been built before the Metropolitan Building, which dated back to the 1870s. 6 years ago, WILL joined with other local organizations to create Smile Healthy, a program to raise awareness about the need for dental care for low-income families in Champaign County. Now, another participant in the program has taken on the Smile Healthy name for itself. Smile Healthy is the new name for Central Illinois Dental Education and Services, which provides dental care for low-income children throughout the county. And their services continue to grow. Smile Healthy's mobile dental clinic program is providing dental checkups and cleanings for children at area schools. But Executive Director Nancy Greenwald says a new grant will allow those mobile dental clinics to provide another dimension of care.
With the grant, what we'll be able to do is restorative work as well. We're going to add 20 restorative mobile days where we can take all the equipment, even x-rays, sterilizing equipment, to be able to provide fillings, extractions, just about anything you could do at a dentist office we'll be able to set up at a school or any site.
The expansion of care is made possible by a more than $100,000 grant from the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation and a $50,000 donation from Carle Foundation Hospital. Smile Healthy also provides dental care for Head Start families through the Head Start program in Rantoul, and more care at the offices of participating dentists. Greenwald says they're now providing dental care to over 1,000 children each year. You can find out more about Smile Healthy at their website, smilehealthy.org. Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett says he'll appeal to the Indiana Supreme Court and appellate court ruling throwing out the city's 2007 mayoral election. Earlier today, the Indiana Court of Appeals declared the office vacant because Bennett's former job running a federally funded mental health network made him ineligible to run. Bennett says he has 30 days to appeal that ruling and will remain in office until all legal questions are settled. The appellate court ruling could force a special election. Bennett says if it comes to that, he will run again. Annual vehicle registrations in Illinois could soon cost more. State lawmakers have approved the increase to help pay for public safety. Sean Crawford has that story.
The current $78 base fee would go up $1, with the additional proceeds to benefit the Illinois State Police. Chicago Democratic Senator Tony Munoz says the state police are in dire need of newer vehicles, but state budget priorities are preventing them from making purchases. Munoz says some troopers are driving in vehicles that have been on the road for 200,000 miles or more.
And they just don't have enough vehicles to be placed out there. It's a safety hazard.
But a few lawmakers questioned if the fee hike would be a way for the governor to get additional money and use it for other purposes. Munoz says he's been assured the money would go for the intended cause. The measure is headed to the governor's desk. The last time the registration fee went up was nearly a decade ago to help fund former Governor George Ryan's Illinois First Public Works program. I'm Sean Crawford.
A Chicago police spokeswoman says the department takes allegations of hate crimes very seriously. Her comments follow two lawsuits filed against the department that claim racially tinged misconduct by officers against people celebrating President-elect Barack Obama's victory on election night. Chicago police spokeswoman Monique Bond says an independent agency is investigating the alleged incidents. It's 5:33.
Programs on WILL are made possible by Alto Vineyards, offering a retail wine shop and tasting room featuring Illinois wines from their own vineyard, 1 mile north of Illinois 150 Bloomington Road on North Duncan Road. More information is available at 356-4784.
Taking a look at the weather, cloudy conditions dominated Illinois today, keeping highs around central Illinois in the low 50s. With a strong and fast-moving cold front moving through the northern plains, cloudy conditions and the chance of rain will increase across the Midwest this evening. The rain will spread across the rest of the Midwest through tonight, continuing into tomorrow. And after the cold front passes across the nation's midsection tomorrow, colder air will return to the region tomorrow night and Saturday, with some snow accumulations expected for the northern half of Illinois. And that northern half could include the Champaign-Urbana area, according to our forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. He says some snow accumulation is possible late Friday night towards daybreak Saturday morning. The forecast for Champaign-Urbana, cloudy with some showers. Tonight, the low 49, south-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy with periods of rain tomorrow. The high 56, southwest winds 8 to 16 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy, windy, and turning colder. Periods of rain changing to snow. Some accumulation possible towards daybreak, the low 29. For Saturday, cloudy, windy, and cold. Occasional snow showers and flurries. The high 34. The wind chill in the low 20s. Right now, we have 50 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. The time is 5:35. I'm Jim Meadows for AM 580 News.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The future of the Republican Party is on full display this week in Miami. That's where the Republican Governors Association is meeting, and several of the governors in attendance are considered possible future presidential candidates. Today featured someone who's already been on a presidential ticket, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The conference comes at a critical time for the party, just 9 days after